How did it all start?
Yes, I studied media and specialized in audiovisual communication. Then I did a master in film, and after that I moved to London. That was 10 years ago. Once I was living there in London, I got so much inspiration from the city and the people based there. And I guess my love for Spanish cinema was increasing more and more. I always have loved Spanish cinema, and after working for several film festivals in London and some culture centers, I decided to fund it and run my own company. That mm-hmm. was 3 years ago, with the aim of promoting Spanish cinema worldwide, because I believe in the strong artistic potential in Spanish cinema production, and I firmly consider that they deserve to be known outside its borders. That was the romantic idea that made me start with this.
Oh, sorry. And so your company was based in London and right now in Amsterdam, right?
Yes, and right now in Amsterdam, 1 year and a half ago, mm-hmm. And we started with a project called the Spanish Film of the Month, and the idea was to screen a Spanish film every month, taking place in different locations across Amsterdam, and we were very happy with the result. So after that, we moved ahead with the festival that we had in mind. Before the project, the first project in Amsterdam.
Okay,
and here we are.
Great, and there are many, many films also in Spanish. And yeah, you probably know the best movie. So how did you make your selection for the Amsterdam Film Festival?
I wanted to provide a showcase of new trends in mainstream Spanish cinema, but I also wanted to make focus on independent films. The idea is to reflect the dynamism and creativity of Spanish cinema today. Mm-hmm. We always think in our audience when we are in the process of selecting the films for the program. We prioritize them quite a lot. The Amsterdam Spanish Film Festival will present alongside the main program of 5 recent Spanish films, also a program of Latin American cinema that includes films such as Aurora from Chile or La Tierra Roja from Argentina. Another noteworthy screening will be the one of the Spanish music documentary Paco de Lucía, La Búsqueda, about flamenco singer Paco de Lucía. The documentary is directed by his son, Curro Sánchez, and the film will be presented by the Dutch Flamenco Biennale and followed by a Q&A with the director and live mm-hmm. music in order to make a tribute to Maestro Paco de Lucía, who sadly passed away last year. Mm-hmm. And the live music is by the top of the Netherlands flamenco, Arturo Ramón, and Erzherz Udo de Haes. I think there is a flourishing flamenco culture in the Netherlands, and these three guitarists, I think they are the most talented one in the country. I'm very interested in the intercultural and cross-cultural communication. I'm really happy that I've been able to bring this event related with flamenco and live music and Paco de Lucía. We are also proud to present Spanish Cinema Without Fear. It's a special film section which shows Spanish works that defy tradition, that have the courage to experiment with something outside and on the periphery of the Spanish cinematography industry. Mm-hmm. Films that go beyond the boundaries of traditional narrative. Some of the films in this section are Magical Girl. It's a deliriously stylized noir thriller from dynamic and underground young Spanish director Carlos Bermud, who won the Golden Shell at the San Sebastian Film Festival in 2014. And this marathon will be, Without Fear, will be closed with Videophilia, another viral syndrome, which won the Tiger Award competition at International Film Festival this year. And the Peruvian director, Juan Daniel Molero, will be present.
Well, it sounds really good, all of it. I'm sorry, just a question, but what do you think is the difference or the biggest difference between Spanish movies and like Dutch or English movies?
The difference mm-hmm. between Dutch cinema and Spanish cinema, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the code that the Spanish cinema use in the narrative. Maybe it's a bit different, and perhaps the histories, the script. I think I found more drama.
More drama in Spanish.
More drama in the Spanish cinema, maybe because of our culture, you know, our passion and our. But yes, I found more drama in our cinema.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear, because we Dutch people, we all miss the drama. I mean, the female Dutches are like all over the drama, not so much as the Spanish women, I think. But the men are so drama-less. So okay. it's good that the Spanish Film Festival maybe can teach them a little more drama.
Yes. So you should go to the festival.
So absolutely. And are the movies are all subtitled?
Yes, all of the films are coming with English subtitles. Mm-hmm. But we have an English film. Actually, it's our film, surprise film, for our closing ceremony. We wanted to make this surprise film for those willing to take a risk. Mm-hmm. And I just can say that this long-awaited film in English, selected at Berlinale this year, which promotes Mexican culture. And the film is directed by an international acclaimed director, and he or she will be attended.
Ah, great! And what is what is your favorite movie of the festival?
It's a difficult question because
sorry,
I really recommend it to go to watch La Isla Mínima. Is our opening film. And it's one of the most awarded films in Goya Award history, winning 10 statuettes at the annual Spanish Academy Award ceremony this year. It's the Spanish Golden Calf. And I really recommended this. And also Magical Girl, which will be shown on the 30th of May at I. I also recommend these two films and the documentary about Paco de Lucía, of course. I think it's very interesting.
Okay, well, thank you for your recommendation. And if listeners want to look for the movies and see which movies they can see in Tuschinski and I, they can look at the website www.sinfincinema.com, right?
Yes, they can also go to Paté Tuschinski and I website. And they can also find all the whole program there, and the link to the box office. And they can also go to the cinemas to buy the tickets. But early booking is recommended.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's good to know.
Yes.
Well, Virginia, thank you so much for all the explanation. And I hope to see you there. Of course, you will be there. So I will definitely come and visit you. And I hope it's going to be a successful first Spanish film festival in Amsterdam.
Oh, so thanks for calling. We are now very excited, but at the same time a bit nervous. We have put so much passion and effort in order to be able to bring this festival in Holland. But I hope that the people like and enjoy the festival, and we can keep doing what we most like to do, promote and distribute Spanish cinema.